Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Welcome to the show, Beverly.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us. As always, folks, Beverly is a very, very valuable member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She has been on this show many, many times to talk to you about, to talk to us about home-based business issues, things that are important to those of you who make your living out of your home, your business is in your home. And we talk about things, every show that we do has application to home-based businesses, but we do at least one show a week with Beverly to talk about specific home-based business issues. And the things we've been doing in the last several weeks is talking about her, what she calls 21 Success Tips for Home-Based Businesses, which is available in a cassette tape, and we're going to get her to tell you about that just a little bit more in just a little bit. Beverly, before we get into our discussion, I wanted to talk about the Star Spangled Banner for just a minute.
Okay.
Hope you don't mind. I love the Star Spangled Banner. I still get chills down my spine when I hear the Star Spangled Banner, especially in the drum roll part of
yeah,
it, you know?
Right.
And you know what? I hope that never stops happening. I wonder if there are Americans who don't feel that way. And when I go to ball games or any kind of an event where the Star Spangled Banner is being played and the flag is being raised or presented, and I look around or I watch a ball game or something on television where this is going on,
right,
and I see people standing around like they're waiting for a bus.
Right.
Their hand is not over their heart. If they've got a cap on or a hat, it's still on their head. And they're looking around like, okay, when's the ball game going to start? Let's get this other stuff over with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I have a hard time understanding that.
Jimmy, you know, I think part of it is that our generation was taught respect for that song and how to properly stand and why
mm-hmm.
when it's being sung or played. And I'm not sure that the generations that followed us were taught that. I look at my own children, and I don't think that they have the same kind of respect, even though I tried to teach it to them. It was not reinforced in other places.
Are they saying the Pledge of Allegiance in schools now?
You know, I really don't know.
If there are any teachers out there, or mothers, or any parents who know about what's going on, especially in elementary school, are they still saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag out in school these days? I just don't know that. My children, it's been so long since my children were in elementary school. But what I wanted to do today, what I wanted to talk about just for a second, is I know that you know that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner, and that was, by the way, in 1814.
Right.
But it was not it was sort of an unofficial national anthem all during the rest of that century, and then in 1916, Woodrow Wilson made it an executive order that it was the national anthem, and then it was not until 1931 during Herbert Hoover's administration that Congress actually passed the law that says that it is the national anthem. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that I've often thought about just playing the national anthem on the show every morning,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still thinking about that. I just think it's a great song. It's a very inspiring song. The words are beautiful, but I just like the music.
Well, it is a beautiful song, and I one point that I'll make, having traveled on and off all my life to other countries, I'm not sure that people who have never left this country appreciate what we have here and what that
yeah.
song stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ever have a chance to travel someplace else and see how things are so different there, they might have a different appreciation for it.
No question about it. And I'll tell you, it really annoys me when I see people not acting like it means anything to them, or if it does mean something to them, not demonstrating that by standing up straight. And, you know, my military background, whenever I do the Pledge of Allegiance at Rotary on Tuesdays, or whenever I am at a ball game, I come to attention, and I don't even think about it. I mean, I'm not even conscious of it. I literally have to come to attention, and I really think that it's that kind of symbolism is something I think I'd like to see us get back in this country.
Mm-hmm.
If we could get back the appreciation for what that flag and what that anthem stands for,
right.
which is what the people who paid the ultimate price for you and I to have the freedoms and to do what we want to do today.
That's right.
All right, I'm off my soapbox, Beverly. That was welling up in me. Let's get over to the 21 success tips for home-based businesses. We're down to number 17, and that is use networking opportunities effectively to build your business.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is key, isn't it?
That's right. It absolutely is. Networking is probably the most important thing you can do for your business. And you are the tool.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself and how you present yourself through your marketing materials, through your own face-to-face contact with other people, which is what the networking is. And it's important to plan for it. And some of it happens spontaneously, but networking happens everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that people, it's like when you talk about having a lawyer or an accountant as a part of your business operation, they sort of shy away from it because they think it's something that they're too uncomfortable to do. They don't know how to do it well. They don't like to stand up in front of a group and talk. They don't know what to say when they meet somebody they don't know. And it can be learned. And it's important for them to learn it, how to be more comfortable and therefore more effective in their networking efforts. And it starts with knowing what you want to get from a networking opportunity. And I'm now speaking about going to your chamber networking breakfast or an after-hours get-together, where it's specifically for people with businesses to come together and learn more about each other. I've mentioned before that the chamber that I belong to says people do business with people they know. You need to allow people to get to know you.
Absolutely. Well said. And we got some more discussion on networking, folks. This is a very, very important part, very critical part of the success of your home-based business, any business, but especially home-based businesses. 888-822-8255. Give us a call and tell us what you do to improve your networking. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the AAHBB. Beverly, give us your telephone number and your website, please.
Well, the telephone number is 1-800-447-9710, and the website is www.aahbb.org.
Right. Good. Thank you, Beverly. And later in the hour, folks, we're going to let Beverly tell us a little bit about the AHBB and how it benefits you and what it costs to join and all that. Beverly, let's continue to talk a little bit about networking opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we people have heard many times that the three most important things in real estate are location,
mm-hmm.
location, location.
Right.
If you pinned me down and made me say it, I would say that the three most important things in business, especially home-based business, especially starting out in a home-based business, would have to be networking, networking, networking.
You got it.
Would you agree with me?
I would absolutely agree with you. And it really doesn't matter whether you're a home-based business or a startup business. You must always be networking. It's always marketing. Even in the busiest times, you need to be out there letting people know you're still around, you're still working, you're still doing things, you're still interested in them and their needs. Even if you can't take on any more work right now, you continue to network. Because when you get to the point where you do want and need some more work, you can't just suddenly appear again. People look at you and say, oh,
right.
You didn't die or move somewhere else.
It's called keeping work in the pipeline.
You got it.
You got it. Folks, you got to be hooked up to a pipeline to bring business into you. Think of it like that. Think of it like a pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not networking, as Beverly said, even if you've got plenty of business, if you're not networking, then you are basically sort of unplugging yourself from that pipeline.
Right. Right.
And you want to always keep something going on in the pipeline.
And if the best scenario happens, that you've been networking effectively and you are getting phone calls like crazy, there's a number of things that you can do. One is to make sure that in your networking, you have learned about other people whose business complements yours or does the same type of thing as yours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you absolutely cannot take on that client, you refer them to someone else.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's time to hire somebody to help you. In a home-based business, you may not have the office space or may not be allowed by zoning to have employees or partners, but they could certainly have their own business in their own home and partner with you.
It's called a virtual relationship. I mean, they don't even have to be in the same country with. I mean, in the same city with you.
Well, they don't even have to be in the same.
Well, that's
country,
true.
So.
Yeah. I guess I said it right to start with, but yeah, they could be anywhere, and they could be helping you to do some marketing or helping you develop some marketing materials or whatever it might be.
There's lots of things, but we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Yep.
We'll hope that works effectively immediately. But in order to network effectively, you must understand yourself what it is your business does. And we talked in the past about the business plan, the seven steps to a plan of business, and
mm-hmm.
the very first one being, what business are you really in? What benefits do you provide in your business to the public, to the consumer that you're trying to attract, and then practice saying that in two or three sentences very succinctly so that when somebody says to you, well, you know, I've seen your name around, but I'm not sure that I understand what you do, you can very quickly say, I'm in the business of and I serve this market.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can do that so that it becomes second nature, if somebody asks you, what do you do, it comes out of your mouth without any real conscious thought. You want to practice it so that that becomes very comfortable and easy for you to do.
When I started my business consulting company, most of the people that I met had never actually met a business consultant,
mm-hmm.
someone who does what I do. And I had to come up with some little things that I would say so I could get it across quickly.
Right.
Because they wanted to know what I did, but they didn't want to hear a 30-second story or an hour story or whatever.
Right.
And so I came up with a couple of things that I said to people. I'd say, what do you do for a living? And I say, well, I'm a business consultant. They say, what do you do for a living? They would ask me the same question twice. And there were two different things that I came up with. One was, I help people solve problems and accomplish their goals.
Right.
The second one was, is I said, I'm a vice president, you can rent.
Uh-huh.
And they'd always smile, and they'd always miss something to them. And years later, people would call me and say, I remember what you said, I want to hire you.
Right.
Stay tuned, folks. It's 29 after the hour. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. Stay with us, 888-822-8255. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, AAHBB. And she is with us to talk to us about home-based business issues. As you can imagine, we're talking about networking, something that's very critical mm-hmm. to the success of your business. You know, Beverly, I know that if there are people who have been listening to us for a long, who have heard you on the show over several months, you know, they will have to, they would probably remember that this is a subject that you and I have mentioned several times,
right.
And it seems to always crop up in other discussions that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whatever other issue we talk about
right.
small business or home-based business, somewhere we wind up being brought back to networking,
mm-hmm.
the importance of networking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people may say, you know, well, they sure do mention that a lot. Well, there's a reason why we mention it a lot,
right.
Because it's critical. Because if you think about it, here you are in your home-based business. Now, I don't know whether you got up and went to your desk this morning in your underwear or in your pajamas or your house coat or whatever, and you started to work. That's fine. I never did that. I always got up when I worked at home. I got up and got dressed as if I were going to a regular office
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to have that kind of discipline. I wanted to be in my office ready for anything, ready to go out. I wanted to be where if a client called me and said, can you be here in 15 minutes, I could be there in 15 minutes.
Right.
And so I wanted to be prepared for that. But back to my original thought, and that is that there you are in your home-based business. If you don't do anything else, you're not going to get any business because people have to know about you.
Right.
And you've got to start out by going out and letting the world know that you're there. And even after you've been around for a while, after 10 years of being in a business consultant, I still have to network.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stop. It never stops.
It never stops. You're absolutely
you've
right.
You've always got to do that.
And I think, most people think that networking is going to, a meeting and either walking into a group full of people who are standing around talking and trying to work your way into a group so you can give your little spiel,
mm-hmm.
and that becomes very uncomfortable, or going to a networking breakfast where you do the round robin introductions, which means everybody gets to stand up and say their 30-second introduction. I'd like to tell a story about the importance of being flexible and understanding your audience as well as your own business very well. I went to a chamber breakfast a number of years ago, and there were probably 200, 225 people there. And they started the round-robin introductions at the other end of the room from where I was seated. And about every third person, it seemed, stood up and said, I'm a desktop publisher. And this, hopefully your audience knows by now that that's what I was doing at the time. And it became a joke. Nobody remembered anything else about them except that there were all these desktop publishers there. And as it got closer and closer to my turn to stand up and say my introduction, I thought, there's no way I'm going to stand up and say I'm a desktop publisher. And I had remembered that I had gotten some information recently from one of my print brokers about recycled materials and how they had brought the cost down to the same level as regular paper. And so I ended up standing up and saying, I've always wanted to be green. Well, that got everybody's attention because nobody else stood up and did that one. Everybody stood up and said, hi, my name is, my business is, da-da-da. And I've always wanted to use recycled materials, stationery and things in my business, but never felt I could justify the extra cost.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have recently come into information that through one of my print brokering companies, I can now do. And I said, if you would like to be green in your business, give me a call. I'm in the directory. I'm a member of this chamber. My name is Beverly Williams, Williams Associates Desktop Publishing. And I sat down. Well, they finished the next couple of tables, and then the breakfast was over, and I went to move my chair back. I couldn't move because there were at least eight people standing behind me wanting to talk about recycled stationery for their businesses, and I got three orders out of it. I became known as the Green Lady for quite a while.
I'll be darned.
And
it's
worked.
Not easy being green.
Meant that I couldn't go and do my little 30-second introduction, even though it would have been different somewhat from what people were talking about. I still didn't want to say, I didn't want to start off with, I was a desktop publisher, because then I just became another one of that group. But
well,
I gave them information that they could use, and they remembered.
Right, and not only that, though, see, and this is something that Floyd Hurt talked about with us last week, and that is the difference between features and benefits.
Right.
If you had stood up and said, I'm a desktop publisher, that's a feature.
Right.
But what you said was, let me tell you what one of the benefits would be of doing business with
mm-hmm.
me. And that stuck in their brain. That's what people want to hear.
Right. What's in it for me?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Right.
Now, another thing that I think that you can do, and this will get you to, this is something similar to what you were just saying, is develop, I like to tell people to develop an interest in other people. Develop
mm-hmm.
a curiosity about what other people have to say, about what they do. And maybe one of the good ways to network when you're in a networking situation is to let those other people shine. Let them
right.
feature themselves.
Exactly.
Now, hopefully, if you do that, then they'll turn around and let you feature yourself, so to speak. And if you'll do that, try that a little bit sometime, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, if you're having trouble networking, if you're having trouble breaking the ice with people, ask them first. What do you do? Tell me what you do. I'm interested in knowing, Beverly, what you do for a living.
Right.
See how that works.
Right.
Got to take a quick break. It's 39 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back talking about networking in your home-based business. All right. We're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back. And that's where you can go to find out more about the show, a little bit about me, about our guests, about our Brain Trust members, which includes our special guest this hour, Beverly Williams. And also, that's where you can go to where you can tell your friends to go who cannot hear the show on the radio because it's not available in their area to go to listen to it on the internet. And that's where my audience which is out of the country who are listening out of the U.S. That's how they're listening over the internet, and it's worldwide on the internet. Beverly, I want you to take a half a minute and tell us about the benefits of being a member of the AAHBB.
Well, there's a lot of tangible benefits, such as the ability to apply for merchant status, so you get credit cards from your customers. That's traditionally been something difficult for home-based businesses to get, especially at a decent rate.
All right, now tell me how does that convert to a benefit for them? Why do they need that?
It can help them increase their business.
No, but I mean, why do they need the... some people may not understand what it means to have merchant status.
Having merchant status means that you can accept credit cards, such as MasterCard, Visa, maybe American Express, some of those, in payment for your services from your clients.
Right.
And you pay a small fee to do that, to be able to accept that, but you get the money immediately. It goes right into your bank account when you get the approval for the credit card.
Right.
You can do it from your computer now. And banks, which are the ones that process these and allow you to have a merchant status, have been reluctant to let home-based businesses have this ability in the past because they really didn't believe that we were true businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We generally don't do as much volume as, say, a retail store would do as well, and so it's less profitable for them to be able to do this for home-based businesses. But true associations like ours, we have helped them understand that home-based businesses are credible, that they are professionals, that they do have business, they do earn money,
mm-hmm.
and that this is something they are trustworthy to have. They're not fly-by-night operations that are going to abscond with people's money and disappear the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a trust factor involved, and there still is, unfortunately. But being a member of an association like AAHBB and being able to go to a group and say, we have legitimate businesses here that need this opportunity, has helped a great deal because we're looked at more professionally than we were in the past.
Exactly. And folks, that fee that Beverly was talking about, that's what you pay to the credit card company.
Correct.
They take anywhere from 3 to 4% of whatever the billing is.
Well, actually, we've been able to get that rate down in some cases just under 2%, and in most cases it averages about 2.5% of the sale. So it's very reasonable.
Yeah.
And it really does help you increase your business abilities. A lot of government agencies are now paying their bills through credit cards as well.
Right.
So if you're doing any work with government agencies, that could be a real boon to you and be able to get your money faster. Some of the other benefits are things like long-distance phone services. And if the rest of your audience is anything like me, it becomes overwhelming when you hear the ads on TV and you get bombarded through the mail about all these different programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they look wonderful, but the fine print is so fine, you have trouble reading it or understanding it. And what we've done is worked through all of that to get the best rate. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You know exactly what you're going to pay, and it can be as low as 7.9 cents a minute.
Right. And you also have an outstanding newsletter.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We do have a bi-monthly newsletter that we try and get as much information in there. Excuse me. Choked up this morning. As we can, that will give the people reading it the information they need to successfully run their businesses from home, and it helps connect them and know that other people are doing the same thing. In fact, I just got an email from one of our members who said, I just got the newsletter and really enjoyed reading everything in there, and it's so nice to know I'm not alone.
That's one of the big things right there, folks, is that you know, you're gonna if you join the AAHBB, you're going to become part of a larger organization, and these aren't competitors, folks. These are friends,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about Beverly and all the folks. I mean, they will have the opportunity, Beverly, I'm assuming, to be able to communicate with other members of the AAHBB?
There are ways of doing that. Now, we are careful about our mailing list. It
right.
is a secure list.
This is not a this won't be an opportunity for you to spam everybody.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. But we are working on a number of different ways. In fact, through our website right now, if you have a website of your own, you can have a listing on there with a link to your site. If you have just an email address and not a website, we're getting ready to put up an email directory if you want everybody to have your email address so they can get in touch with you, be a short description of your business. And so we're trying to help you not only market to the rest of the world, but also to be able to contact each other as members.
And remind me how much it costs to be a member.
$30 a year.
$30 a year, folks. That's it. That's a bargain. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to let Beverly talk to us about some techniques that you need to know about while you are networking. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the AAHBB, which is their also their website, aahbb.org.
Right.
Right, Beverly?
That's right.
Give us your 800 number quickly.
1-800-447-9710.
And, folks, you can link to the AAHBB from my website, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly, let's get back to networking as we wrap up the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some techniques. You've got some techniques that you want to talk to us about while you're networking.
I do. And since we're running close on time, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the tips, but they're in the form of a question. And we probably won't have time to hit the answers on all of them, so I'm going to give them the answers next week when I'm back on.
Okay.
How's that?
That's fine.
First of all, wear your name tag or your name badge on the right-hand side. And why would you do that? Secondly, wear clothes with two accessible pockets to networking events. And there's a good reason for that. Men have a little advantage because their suits and things all come with two pockets. Women have to deliberately go out and look for those.
Yeah.
Third, why would you carry a pen or pencil in your pocket with your business cards? Fourth, plan your 60-second introduction in advance to give or get information. And why would you do that? And we've really already answered that question today, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, networking with other business owners in your same field can increase your workload capabilities. And why is that? Six, carry your business cards everywhere you go, even to places like restrooms. And why? You, I'm sure, know the answers to that. And if people think about it, they'll understand what the answers are as well. But making a conscious decision to do some of these things will make your networking event so much more comfortable to do, particularly planning your 60-second introduction in advance. Knowing what you want to give and what you need to get, there's an opportunity, just as I was talking about the being green introduction, there are times when I will get up and say who I am and what my business is, but then I will ask for help. I am looking for someone who can repair Canon copiers without my having a maintenance agreement. I am giving you some information. I just recently learned about a new paper supplier in our area, and I've really been pleased with the service and the prices there.
You know, you make a, let me stop you for a second there, Beverly, because you make an excellent point. And folks, this is one of the things that I think may help you be more comfortable with networking. If you might not be comfortable asking for someone else to help you, but you probably feel very comfortable helping someone else.
Right.
That's what networking is all about. It's not, as the cliche goes, it's not always all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to feel like it is.
Right.
And that's the reason why why I've said, and you have too, Beverly, is that when you're networking, when you're meeting people, be as interested in them as you want them to be in you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I try to do, whenever someone tells me what they do, I try to think about somebody that I can put them in touch with, and I tell them that, you know, I know somebody you need to talk to. Let me give you his name.
Exactly.
And when you cast your bread on the water, it will come back to you.
That's the old golden rule, and it comes all back to the allowing people to get to know you. And getting to know you doesn't always mean just learning what you do in your business.
That's
but
right.
Being a good referrer, that's a hard one to say,
referrer,
being somebody who's knowledgeable, being a source of information that people will want to come to, and as they get to know you, they will want to do business.
And they will refer other people to you.
Exactly right.
Beverly, that's got to be the last word. We got to wrap it up for this hour. As always, you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See you later. All right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.